Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. The boys are all back together. I know Landfill missed us. Me and B back in studio. Had a busy week. A lot of Ashburn, 1757.
A lot of work, man. A lot of work.
Purple Heart Foundation Golf Tournament. Then yesterday we were at OTAs for the Commanders. Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
I'm good, man. What's happening with
you? Did you watch the puck last night?
Yep.
Yo, the group text thread was hot with the puck last night.
Oh, yeah.
And it's 1-on-4. I'm the only Oiler fan in town, apparently. Even the guy that's – Toby Altizer just picking fights with everybody all over the place.
Man, Toby just said a little something-something. You don't got to be stop being so sensitive.
Nah, but Toby last night was coming at me about he's a Panther fan. People are trying to act like I'm not American.
He said I'm a fan of Panthers. They ain't coming at you. He just telling you a Panther fan.
He was just messing. Here's where I land with Toby. Feel free to mess around with me on Twitter. We're all good.
I'm gonna start messing with everybody in the station. I'm gonna just start cracking on everybody's comment. I'm just going all this stuff and just start saying, "Oh, you suck."
Here's the Landfill. The part of Brian's statement that is incredibly inaccurate. He said, "I'm going to start messing with everybody at the station." You mean you're gonna start doing it online?
No, I don't mess with everybody at the station. I talk to y'all.
Oh, you mean like everybody?
Everybody. I'm going to just start going. Because I know now everybody's damn sensitive, got their little panties in the wad. I'm going to mess with every damn body.
You have my full
support. Grow the hell up and stop being so sensitive around this damn place.
The puck was awesome last night. It was an awesome game. I don't know that I needed overtime for like my sleep arrangements, but I really enjoyed it. If we get a series like that, which frankly I think should be expected, these are the two best teams. It's a rematch of last year. This does not have kind of Lakers, Celtics, you know, energy, just big markets and whatever and stars. But, like, having these two teams run it back in the Stanley Cup Finals is juicy. And you've got, Florida's the best team. McDavid's the best player. There's stars all over the ice. The fact that the Panthers' third line has Schmidt and Marchand on it.
They got some people, though.
They are just loaded, dude.
I mean, they got
– Dry side, there's
talent
everywhere.
One got away from them last night, but I think this thing may go all the way to 7, though.
Bro, last year it did. Like,
listen, they're good.
Yo, I talked to AD last night, by the way. Remember last year for Game 7, we went to World of Beer?
Uh-huh.
It was a great night.
Yeah.
He told me – oh, by the way, I got a Capital Grill gift card I got
to
use.
Oh, so we go on to Capital Grill? we go to Capital Grill. I'd rather go to Capital Grill.
It's got a nice bar downstairs with big TVs. Hey, we can watch hockey at Capital Grill.
They got good food, dude.
Yeah, man. So I enjoyed the puck. It was a lot of fun to watch. Obviously, yesterday we were out at OTAs. We got NBA Finals starting tonight, which is going to be a ton of fun. We also have a packed show. You're going to hear from Dan Quinn today. He said I asked him a question that I thought was – the best answer he's given yet on trying to explain what it is he does that brings a team together. I really enjoyed talking with DQ yesterday. Peter Rosenberg is going to join us. Joe Varden is going to join us. Dan Miller from Detroit is going to join us talking Lions. Our boy Doug Riley's going to join us. Contractors Against Cancer. A busy, busy day. We are going to open the phones at 11 for Bleep You. I have an oddly specific Bleep You.
You going that early? Yeah. I already did a Bleep You yesterday.
Who'd you bleep yesterday?
You forgot who I bleep you on the show with me?
Brian, it's
Penderbrook.
Oh, yeah, you were
putting
mad.
Putting that damn, those weeds. Not no damn fescue. Weeds in the middle of the fairway. It used to be a fairway. It's weeds.
I know you well enough that I know you don't care. The folks at Penderbrook can't be very happy with you. You are naming names, dog.
Do I care?
I said I know you.
I paid to play that trash. So I don't care about that. If I'm paying to play it, then it needs to be up to standard. They are, cut the grass. You got a John Deere, use it.
There you go, Penderbrook.
The wine was good, though.
There you go. The gauntlet has been thrown down, Penderbrook. I've never played. I'm looking where this is. So
right
off
by, it's
50.
Right by, what's it called? Right off of 50, right
it's,
past.
It's
right
not
by
too far from
Farrell's
your house.
Mall, from Farrell's Mall.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's right by Oarsman Fairfax Toyota.
Mm-hmm. Right up the street.
Yeah, dude. So I had an interesting morning, B. I was asked to come speak at Career Day at my kid's school.
You already, that's why you came in here looking all fresh.
Yeah, dude.
You look like you just woke up.
I had a shower. I had to do everything. and I think it was
glad you washed your ass, JP, before you went there.
So this is third grade at kids I was talking to. I don't think my daughter knew I was coming.
Which one?
Shelby. Third grade.
Shelby?
Yeah.
If it was a little baby, she'd be like, why are you here?
Yeah, she definitely would. She'd probably just throw me out. It was very cool, though, man. And, you know, kids ask funny questions. And the, by far, biggest question, what do you think it was?
The football team by Jaden.
Jaden.
Yep.
Jaden,
yep.
Jaden, Jaden.
Mm-hmm.
Have you met him? And I tried to just explain to these kids, because I guess because it's like college graduation season and kids are probably working on like final projects or whatever. I've had a couple of calls where college kids have asked to interview me about their career and trying to get into media and everything. And I can't stress enough to anybody that asks. Luke McCaffrey said this yesterday. I thought it was really, really interesting to hear it from Luke. He said there's no secret to success. It's just
work.
Working your ass off.
Yeah. Most people don't understand that.
Well, and I think in media, especially because we've like evolved into this content creator
but no.
World.
Even to the content creators, those that make it, they work their ass off.
Right.
That's all they do. Hell, if you think you're going to become one of those guys and you're going to do this every other week, every other blue moon, you're not going to be successful.
Well, and if
you got garbage equipment, you're damn sure not going to be successful.
Right. And I think everybody just wants the cheap, easy path. And the reality is, if you want to do something cool, there is no easy path.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just not how it works. And so these kids were just asking me about Jaden Daniels. And I was like, all right, how can I like make this a life lesson that I know Jaden? And I tried to talk about how hard he works, right?
Mm-hmm.
He works his ass off. But, like, for young children, they're just not going to really understand that. So then there's a bunch of kids in there.
They understand it, Jay.
My buddy Flazier's daughter, like, his whole family's huge LSU fans, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's, like, all these boys wearing, like, Caps jerseys and Commander's gear and Redskins gear and whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, all right, well, do you guys know where Jaden went to college? And hand shoots up, LSU. I'm like, well, that's not where he started. And they're like, what do you mean? And like, even a dude like Jaden Daniels, number 2 overall pick, Heisman Trophy winner, NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year. I'm like, he started at a different college and it didn't go so great. And he had to transfer and find the right place. Mm-hmm. And I was like, do you know what Jaden's first year at LSU was like? And they're like, no. I was like, it was okay. It was good, but it wasn't mm-hmm. great. There were real questions about him.
Mm-hmm.
And what he did is he just kept working and kept working. And I just, hopefully that resonated. I don't know. But
it will. This, like, you should have just broken down as simple as this, okay? What grade were they in?
Third.
All right? In first grade, when you started doing math, maybe you didn't understand it.
I don't think I should be talking about math.
Well, all right. So in first grade, when you got to social studies, you didn't understand everything. But as you begin to read a little bit more, study a little bit more, work hard at it, you begin to, now you can just regurgitate stuff.
Sure.
Same thing. It's the same in sports. I don't care. I was talking to one of my friends this morning about running. And it was like, oh, man, I'm not that fast. I'm not that fast. I say, all I ever hear from you is how fast you're not. I say, have you ever just let your guard down and run and see? You know what I mean? Like, well, what do you mean? If you never push yourself and you automatically tell yourself you can't do something, then damn it, you will never do it. So sometimes you got to just say, okay, last time I did this mile in 11:40, and you look at your clock and you're at like 11 right now, you got a short distance. Run faster.
Sure.
If you get there at 11:39, guess what you just showed yourself? You can run a little faster.
Yeah.
And I think it's like, that comes to everything in life, man. Everyone thinks people, once you see them on TV, you see them in a certain level, they started there. Everybody started at the same point, a starting point, a beginning point. But those who just felt like, oh, I'm faster than Jimmy already. And then all of a sudden, in 5 years, Jimmy is leaving you. He's lapping you. Because Jimmy started working. You were happy.
Right.
You were happy where you were. The problem is so many people decide in life, they look at where they are and they're satisfied instead of looking where you want to go and work to get there.
Totally.
You know what I mean? No, kids understand way more than you think.
Well, and it also made me have this realization. And one, I'm not going to tell anybody how to feel as a fan about the name. I'm out of that business. You guys do whatever you want. But I had this realization when I parked in the garage and I was walking over to the office building that, you know, when we talk about University of Maryland, my alma mater, like when I was there, they were in the ACC. When I was a kid, I went to games with my parents at Cole Fieldhouse. They were in the ACC. Like I feel this deep affinity for the ACC. I think of Maryland Duke and Maryland Carolina, Maryland Wake, whatever, right? And that's just not what the ACC is now. I mean, freaking Stanford's in the ACC. Stanford SMU is an ACC game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you don't even have to be that young anymore for Maryland being in the Big Ten to be all you know. How long they been in the Big Ten now? 15 years?
It's been that long?
I don't know. I'm asking.
I don't think it's been that long.
Look it up for me, White Brian, please. I bet it's at least a decade.
Huh?
I want to. I don't know. I bet it's about 12-ish years or so.
2014.
11 years.
11 years.
So if you're...
Damn, I thought it was like it looked like 5 years ago.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So it just kind of goes fast. And my memories of what Maryland and the big ACC were are just so extinct.
Yeah.
Like Pitt versus Syracuse in my head is a Big East game.
Yeah.
BC playing Louisville is a Big East game. Mm-hmm. That's all ACC, right? Maryland playing Iowa is what a lot of people have known for a while.
You know, and now that you're saying this, you know what it reminds me of, Jay? When I was here with North Turner, and we ran an offense, then I went to Andy Reid's offense. Same stuff, different terminology. And Andy says, stop. You'll never learn this offense if you keep comparing to what was. He said, just focus on this offense. He said, you're a football player. You'll get this easy. And as soon as I stopped caring about what was, because I always try to put the certain play and compare it to the play name in the other book.
Sure.
Soon as I started just focusing straight on that, it was a matter of a week, and I had it down. But those first 3 to 4 weeks of going through this stuff, I was confused as hell. And I think it happens to us. Like, every time we think about where the team is now, where Maryland is now, we always go back to what was. You'll never, ever see what is if you keep worrying about what was. That's that little thing I say, big-ass windshield, little bitty rearview mirror.
Sure.
Look at what's the biggest.
Well, and it just, today was such a reminder that, like kids right now, all over the DMV, wherever your kid's at school, Virginia, Maryland, D.C., West Virginia, DMWV, wherever. Like, they're obsessed with Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
And they're all Commanders fans.
Yeah.
And so we can say whatever we want. Like, nobody needs to get rid of their old jerseys. And you can love John Riggins. But for what is happening today and certainly tomorrow and tomorrow's from now is Commanders. And it's like, you can have an emotional response and maybe you don't love the name or whatever, but like, this, it just is what is, you know what I mean? And seeing these kids was just such a realization of it. And it was just funny, man, because kids ask funny questions and, you know, I don't think, and I don't know how much resonated like of like me trying to tell them about blogging in 2011. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. they're just like, huh? But I did, I asked the kids, you know, if any of them listen to podcasts and, or radio or whatever. And I think one kid said 106.7 The Fan, but you know how like some little kids are super outgoing and outspoken. Uh-huh. And then some little kids are just quiet and like yeah. kind of mumble like this and you don't really know what they're saying. Mm-hmm. But it was just a cool, fun morning. And, the organization was very cool about like supporting it. And I enjoyed it, man. If you get a chance to go talk to your kids career day, go do it. Or your nephews or nieces or whoever.
I did it.
Well, I imagine you would be a pretty damn cool one to come for career day.
When Maya and Aaliyah were at Stone Middle School, I did it.
But did you get...
Even when Bria was in school, I did that.
I imagine if B. Mitch is coming, you get like a full... What do they call it? What do they call it when all the kids... Auditorium? What do they call that?
I did...
Assembly. Did you get a whole assembly?
I did assemblies before, and I also did just the class. Because... Like the lady at the one class knew Monica, and it was asked. And then as I walked through the hallways, you saw everybody hanging out the door. So it eventually happened at another class that joined that class in their class.
Lanville, B. Mitch gets assemblies. I just got the third grade class. But I mean, hey, I got both classes. But you know, not just Miss Rowan's class. It was both
hey,
classes.
Hey, man, you might have got the best class, and they're going to influence everybody else around the school for what you said.
B. Mitch also gets presents from Cakes on Valentine's Day.
From Cakes' wife. For speaking at her.
On Valentine's Day.
For speaking to the school on Zoom. I read a book for her. For her class.
And she gave you a present on Valentine's Day.
She sent me a present. It just happens to be on Valentine's Day.
Does that qualify as her sending B a Valentine?
I mean, it clearly came from Cakes.
I mean,
I saw him deliver it.
No. It clearly came from her because her name was on it. Cakes' name wasn't on it.
What is more of an actual Valentine? Cakes' wife sending B a gift on Valentine's Day, or when Chris Russell brought in a boatload of Valentine's Day candy in late May. What is actually more Valentine's Day?
I don't think either one of them are Valentine's Day. Either one of them are not Valentine's Day. It was a gift that just happened to fall on that day.
Which Valentine were you happier to receive? The one from Cakes' wife or the one from Chris Russell 2 months later?
Cakes' wife, because she was showing gratitude for what I had done. Chris Russell was just trying to get rid of stuff like Commander the Killer did when he was finna move. He was just emptying his damn house, bringing all the trash in here to us.
The best part, Russell rolls in with shopping bags full of Valentine's Day candy.
Oh, it's not an old Valentine's Day card. And the first thing you opened had a big card with a heart on it.
Heart-shaped boxes that said Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I guess some of it is.
May 26th. Real ones know, Roost. Shout out to the Rooster.
Oh, brother.
Listen, you know what Rooster's doing when he gives away Valentine's Day candy a couple months later? He's saving money. He's trying to keep that cash together. And if the reason is, maybe he's looking to buy a house. There's only one dude I would recommend to the Rooster or to anybody out there. It's John Leahy and his group. They will take great care of you. They know what they're doing. This is a weird time in the housing market. All of a sudden, there's more sellers than buyers. You need an expert, man.
Yep, just like Daniel and Ronald, they love their little home and neighborhood and were quite sentimentally attached. They were also stressed with needing to relocate back to D.C. very soon. The property is located in the tricky market of North Beach, Maryland. The buyer pool wasn't very big. The home is older and has a strange layout. Ronald and Daniel were worried they'd be stuck with the property for a really long time. But just days before Christmas, Robin from the John Leahy's team with the Fine Living Group put their home on the market. By pairing deep market knowledge with a data-driven pricing strategy, Robin positioned the property exactly where the buyers could see its value. Showings rolled in, even during the holiday lull, and within weeks, a contract was secured at full asking price, well ahead of the seller's deadline. If you're looking to sell, take advantage of John Leahy and the Fine Living Group's guaranteed offer. Start by finding out what your home is worth in only 30 seconds at johnsellsdmv.com. We're talking about our good friend John Leahy and the Fine Living Group of eXp Realty. John offers you flexible fees customized to your needs, and he knows that life happens. So if needed, John will let you out of your contract at any time. Nobody else does that.
B, you know how you said the North Beach market is tricky?
Mm-hmm.
You know why?
Why?
That's where Wild Card Scotty lives.
Oh, Lord.
That
might be your neighbor.
Tricky.
That may be your neighbor.
I think it's actually tricky because some of it's waterfront and then some of it's not. And how do you compare those two from a comp perspective?
Totally.
But whatever the real reason is, if you live in a tricky market, if you're trying to figure out, hey, my house is nicer than my neighbor's, that house just sold for X, what can mine sell for? Whatever it is, that's why you need to hit up johnsellsdmv.com. They have a home equity tool. They can tell you your home's value in seconds, all right? Then you can say, all right, well, I can make a ton of money if I sell this and then move to South Carolina and live like a king. Bang. Talk to John. It only takes a few seconds, and he can even hit you up with an instant cash offer. JohnSellsDMV.com. Trust me. Call John Leahy, 301-900-3052. Go to JohnSellsDMV.com. Or what's even easier, just Google John Leahy Group.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And start back. It's early for us to hear Nipsey. Our guy Peter Rosenberg on that baby schedule now be a different world. Joining us in a moment here is going to be our friend Peter Rosenberg from NYC, WWE, Hot 97, ESPN New York, ESPN, Mothership. Peter does it all. Joining us now, we got to start here. Is baby girl changing your schedule, Peter? Are you joining us early today?
You mean, is that because of baby girl that I'm joining you early?
I don't know. I'm just asking.
It's a myriad of things right now.
Okay.
Today is actually, I'm actually early today because at 1:30 I have this, this vocal therapy that I started ever since I lost my voice.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You told us
about
that. I
thought you were trying to sing, Pete.
So it's been a wacky time. Oh, by the way, I've been meaning to talk to you guys. So remember I told you last week when I called that I was going to a wedding of my friends Ellie and Jake.
In D.C., yeah.
In D.C. So they live up here, but... So Ellie is a Washingtonian, whole family, grew up with season tickets to the Redskins, big Washingtonian. Jake has become a converted Commanders fan, so much so that he listens to you guys like every day, which I did not realize.
Wow.
Jake, shout out to Jake.
What up, Jake?
And no, it gets better than that. And told me, quote, his dream would be for when you guys are up here sometime, he belongs to a fancy golf club up here in Westchester for the four of us to go play around.
Sold.
Done. Just tell me when.
Yeah, that's easy.
It could be the. So, it could be. Tell me the day. Sunday through Saturday. I take it off.
So we got to make these plans. We'll go celebrate their wedding and play around.
Yeah, right, man. Cool. That'll be awesome. Congrats to the happy couple. I'm sure it was an awesome affair. Not so awesome timing for old Tom Thibodeau, though, huh? Are you surprised the Knicks canned their coach?
Yes. Yes, I am. I am surprised. I cannot tell you whether it's a good decision or a bad decision because I truly think that only can be said once you find out who the hire is. You know, and then frankly, it may take longer than that, which I know is really boring sports talk radio, and I'd probably get more appearances on First Take if I was able to just make a hard decision about things like this and start yelling and screaming. But the fact of the matter is, you can make an argument for both cases as to why it seems unfair and also as to why it makes sense. But I'm not going to be able to make a call on this and what it means for this organization until I find out what direction they're going in. But yes, I did not think. Once he made the conference finals, I was like, oh, no, he's good. So I am surprised.
But I think when you look at how they performed, and I'd say body language does a lot. You watch how they were performing. When they need to adjust offensively, he was lost on the sideline. And I think when you look at his career as a whole, it seems like he's never going to get them exactly where they want to go.
I don't think that's unfair. I think offensively he's kind of dreadful, frankly. I think that team's offense just really waned a lot, and I would be like, what are they doing? Like, I would just be lost as to what they were offensively. I think that's completely fair. I just, you know, sometimes you just can't help but feel for people in the situation. You know, that guy loves this job and really cared deeply about this team. And he did. You can't help but think, like, guys, tell me this. As everything that we're saying is true, the offense was bad, maybe this was the limit, all those things. If they don't blow that lead in game one, if Tyrese Halliburton's crazy shot hits the scoreboard and goes out of bounds and a game's over, and the Knicks end up winning that series,
Yeah. You
guys can't tell me he's making the finals and still getting fired. Is that possible?
Now, if he make the finals, I don't see he get fired. But the thing of it is, watching that game with 5 minutes and something left, and they start jacking up all those damn threes, and – then they kept turning the ball over, and they wouldn't stop playing deep. His calling is defense. They were jacking up threes and not stopping anybody. I said they're going to end up losing this damn game. And then they lost the game, and you can blame the players, but you got to damn sure blame the coach too, who didn't call a timeout one time to get them on board, to, we're going to do this now. Let's take some time off the clock, and then let's go to the hole. But you got people shooting 25 and 29 footers. That it just didn't make sense to me.
The other thing,
you're right. You're right.
The other thing I would add is, even if you're right, like Halliburton's shot to take him into OT in game one of the Eastern Conference Finals was absurd. I mean, the thing bounced near the roof of the Garden before it rolled in. But I think the Pacers still win that series, even if the Knicks win game one. Maybe I'm wrong, and maybe that's recency bias based on how well they played later. But for me, Thibodeau is – he presses the gas really hard all season, and his teams play really good defense in the regular season and give full effort in the regular season. And a lot of teams don't match that intensity in the regular season. And I think that's why he's always going to be a really good regular season coach. And then when everybody ramps up in the playoffs, it's like his teams lack the next gear because they play at it year-round. And I think that's more of an indictment on the NBA than it is on Thibodeau, but I just don't think it's going to change.
Yeah, I think that's a really fair point too, man. That's a lot of people have said that. And listen, the fact of the matter is the proof is in the pudding. I mean, he's gone for a reason, right? Like, if Jalen Brunson and others had fought to keep him, can you imagine they would have let him go?
Nope.
Yeah.
I can't pick. Jalen Brunson is the star of this team. He's the most loved athlete in New York City right now. And he took a massive pay cut to stay. I think that guy has a ton of pull. And so even though he liked Thibodeau a lot, and even in the post-game presser the other day when he was asked about the idea of Tibbs leaving, and he seemed like annoyed with the question, ultimately he had to be on board with this. I just can't imagine you would tell Jalen Brunson, we don't care what you think.
Yeah.
I agree. I mean,
makes
similar,
a lot of sense.
When Denver's coach got fired like a week before the playoffs, Joker had to be in on it. Maybe it's not his idea, but he's not stopping it, you know? Like, I mean, sometimes just
of course
how
silence.
It is. Yeah. Talking with our friend Peter Rosenberg here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can give Peter a follow at Rosenberg Radio. Dude, I did want to ask, because I follow a bunch of New York reporters, football reporters, and OTA season is, you know, in spring training, every baseball player is in the best shape of their life. That's like the running joke, right?
Yeah.
And if you don't have positive things to report from OTAs, you're just not doing it right. Like, nobody's throwing interceptions. Nobody's got pads on. Everybody looks good. But it's really starting to feel, to me anyway, that whether it's real or it's contrived, there's starting to be some excitement about old Jackson Dart and the New York Giants. Am I reading that right from 200 miles away?
Well, yes, but I would just say that it started even like before anything. Like, they seem to be really thrilled with that pick. You know what I mean? Like, it considering they got a massive stud higher in the draft, you would think that would be the big story. And really, just because we know what quarterbacks are, like, the quarterback is the everything. Everyone's been on Jackson Dart. I think they see that as their real coup, that they managed to get both. And they're so thrilled that they got Dart that it does. He has, before he even threw a pass, there's been a lot of excitement. You know how shiny a new quarterback is. People get very excited.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The Giants are
going to. I just don't know if it's based in anything yet, except right. that they got him.
Right. Well, I mean, what the hell could it be based on? A friend of mine, a guy I know well, just tweeted out that it looks like Jackson Dart has developed some handshakes with specific receivers and running backs. It's like,
wow.
But dude, I remember once.
That works until you don't throw him the ball.
Dog, I remember once a former coach in Ashburn called me out because Dwayne Haskins was playing ping pong his rookie year, and I tweeted out like, oh, Haskins really connected with his teammates playing ping pong. And the coach was like, dude, you got to be kidding me. Like, everybody plays ping pong. Who gives a
so rats?
I understand where the tweets are coming from a, you know, just like a reporting perspective with the quarterbacks. You go in on every single detail. Have you, as the Commanders fan you are, as the Burgundy and Gold fan you are, have you been looking at anything from OTAs down here? Has anything caught your eye?
No, honestly, not a thing. Give me the big headlines from OTA so far.
Everybody looks good. They're practicing hard. You know, you do have three big names not there in McLaurin, Tunsil, and Lattimore. Various people have various levels of indignation about that, but next week's mandatory, and I think they'll all be there. You know, Joe, when they do the in-season hard knocks this year, Joe Witt's going to be an absolute star. Dude just tells it like it is at all times, has a real hard edge to him. I don't know how much will you watch the hard knocks? You're a busy man.
Well, I watch the hard knocks. Yes. We have never done any bit of hard knocks, so I'm in. Yes.
Good. I think
I've always rooted for us to get hard knocks. I want to see what it looks like. So, yeah, I'm fully in. I wish we had the real hard knocks, but I'll settle for the midseason.
See, I am more into the in-season one than I would be the preseason one, because I think the in-season, dude, you're seeing what is happening in real time as they're fighting for a playoff spot or winning the division or whatever. The preseason one, we're like conditioned to like that because it's older and we've watched it for probably close to 20 years. But dude,
more, I think more.
So much so much of the training camp time period that gets shown on Hard Knocks is just, it's good television, but it's pretty irrelevant to football.
Like, you know, you're totally right. I think the only reason I say it is because you're not sharing the time with other teams.
Right.
But you know what? It's definitely more intriguing. Now, listen, obviously, if the season goes the way we hope it all does, that will be great. If somehow we take, you know, if Jaden takes a step back, if the team's not good and things are in bad shape, then I'll probably all be considerably less interested in it. But if things go the way I believe they will, and this is a team that's competing for the division and that people are talking about making a return to the championship game, yeah, I mean, who would not be so stoked to watch that? In fact, guys, I got a couple decisions to make. Listen, I go to games in D.C. here and there. Usually I end up going to at least one a year. But I like to keep an eye on that road schedule and see what's interesting. The fact that you have the opportunity in this moment to go see this team in Green Bay and in Kansas City, both before it gets freezing cold, is pretty incredible.
Which one are you leaning?
Well, so one of my best friends is an obsessive Packers fan who's always wanted me to go to Lambeau with him. And that is appealing, particularly because it's so early in the year. Like, a warm game at Lambeau could be kind of fun, a cool way to take that in. But at the same time, guys, my guess is we won't have another game at Arrowhead during this version of the Chiefs. Like, this is probably it.
Yeah, they don't get out there nearly as frequently. That's a great point, dude. If I had to pick one just on the venue, it's Lambeau. Lambeau's incredible, but the matchup of Jaden and Mahomes with Kelce, you know what I mean? That's a really good point, dude.
Yeah, so those are the two I'm considering. I'm probably closer to doing Lambeau, but I do think the Chiefs one is appealing. But just the fact that we have games like this, I mean, in an average year, guys, as much as I'd say I'm looking forward to those years, it would all be with a sense of dread that it could just go so horribly wrong. To go into games against teams like that and feel like, yeah, I think they should win, is just it's a great place to be.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We'll let you run, man. Thank you very much for making time for us, dude.
All right, boys. Golf soon.
Yes, sir.
Gotcha.
That's our guy, Peter Rosenberg. Follow him at Rosenberg Radio, joining us via the Rude Guest Hotline. Phone lines open at 11. Whoever you're mad at, you can let us know.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I wouldn't call it my jam. I like the song. I forgot what was on TV, and it just came on. I was like, yo, we got to play this on air. I'll stop the world.
I think this is in the Breakfast Club.
It could be.
No, I know what it was. It was Ice Age. That's what it was.
Jeff's out here watching cartoons.
Nah.
I was with my little nephew, and I had to watch that.
Nah, I was. I didn't have to.
How long till your eyes were asleep? How long till you were asleep? B. How long did you last in Ice Age?
I didn't.
You just fell asleep.
Never went.
Oh, I thought you just said you watched it with your nephew.
No, he was talking about me.
I was talking like I was Jeff.
All right. Couple things just happened that I want to point out. Jeff, you want to follow Jeff? He's at Jeff2Funny. Just retweeted something. If I was named Jeff, I'd constantly be saying things like Jeffinitely and I Jeffed up. Do we think Jeff should start saying Jeffinitely?
Jeffinitely. Yes.
I think you Jeffinitely should. I think you definitely should not. I think we can start to referring to things that Jeff F's up as he Jeffed up.
Yeah.
I think that is a very good one. I like that one a lot.
Hey, yo, so my cousin, he really Jeffed it up. Yeah, she tagged me in that, and I like it.
That's Jeff and great.
It's something I definitely do.
All right, Brian, how many years did you play pro football?
14, brother.
14.
Some may say 18.
I believe that.
I'll leave that alone.
hell, my guess is some envelopes in high school at that level. Regardless, you ever seen a team in pro football score only 1 point?
No. How you do that?
Do you think it's possible?
To score 1 point?
1 point.
If you block a field goal and return it, I mean an extra point?
Yeah.
But I thought you still got two from that.
One.
You only get one?
You only get one.
So they scored 1 point. What was the score?
I don't know that it's ever happened, but it's all of a sudden it's become viral that scoring 1 point in a game is possible, which in turn, I imagine, makes any score possible, right?
I guess.
There's also the 1 point
safety. Could it be 2-1? What if it's... 2-1. What's the one point safety?
I think that's what we're talking about.
I think if somebody's trying a 2-point conversion and you get a safety on the play, then it's 1 point.
I don't know how that's possible.
Yeah, so I think
though.
The blocked extra point is still two. It's two. It needs to be the safety.
So a blocked extra point is worth two.
Yeah.
If somebody's going for a 2-point conversion, you only get one? That's the rule?
No, I think you get two.
No, you still get two. It's if you get the safety on the 2-point conversion or extra point.
But how do you get a safety?
So you're saying a dude runs
he running
50
backwards?
Yards backwards?
No, not 50.
Yeah.
He's running 100 and something, almost 90 yards backwards.
Well, not if it's a blocked extra point.
The
blocked
most likely scenario would be right? Long snapper over the head of the holder, and then it's a safety.
Yeah, but then he'd have to boot it. Like, the guy trying to recover it would have to boot it. Like,
I also think it's possible for the offense to score a 1-point safety. Like, if they threw an interception, guy runs it out of the end zone, then runs back into the end zone, gets tackled.
That, what? Explain. Yeah, I think you Jeffed up. Explain that again.
The quarterback throws the football. Are you with me?
Okay. Where is the line of scrimmage?
The two.
Okay. And they're going toward, they're 2 yards away from a touchdown.
From a 2-point conversion.
From a 2-point conversion. Okay.
Then the ball is intercepted.
Yes.
Then the guy runs out of the end zone.
Yes.
Right.
Then he runs back into the end zone.
And get tackled.
Then he gets tackled in the end zone.
Is that 1 point or two?
That's 1 point.
Jeff, you got all this?
Yes. I was actually ChatGPTing it to see if it ever happened.
I thought that was two.
What'd they tell you?
It never happened in the NFL, but it happened most famously in the 2013 Fiesta Bowl game between Oregon and Kansas State.
What happened?
The 1 point safety.
Is anybody else confused?
No. How are you confused, bro?
I definitely am. Here's what we're going to do.
It happened. You brought it up, and he's telling you when it happened.
I'm not confused about it happening, but all of it, just the concept of the one-point play.
I would like to see a game like that. Could a game end up just 1-0?
I suppose it could.
I want to see a 1-0 football game.
Well.
No, it can't.
Because the only way you can score. Because it's got to be on an extra point attempt. Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
So I guess the lowest score.
So if it's on a regular play, what do you get? Two?
Two. The safety is two on a regular play.
So is the lowest possible score with 1 point scored 6-1?
2-0. If you get a safety.
With a
1 point.
We're trying to get the 1 point.
Oh, we're trying to get exactly the one.
Yeah.
So it'd be the lowest possible score is 6-1.
Yeah.
All right. The more you know.
I would love to see that.
That'd be a boring ass game, B.
Might not be. Might be some slobber knockers all day.
Remember that 3-0 game you played in against the Jets?
It was cold, Jay. That was so boring.
All right, here's what we're going to do. Get angry early, folks. It's time for Bleep You Thursday. The phone lines are open. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Whoever you're mad at, we're taking your calls next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.